are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is kind of interesting. Did you guys hear about this boy who was abducted by his grandparents from Indiana, now found alive 19 years later? Apparently, Richard Wayne Landers Jr. was 5 years old when his paternal grandparents allegedly abducted him in northeastern Indiana. This was back in 1994. Then the grandparent couple, I guess, vanished with him. And I guess decades couldn't find them. I mean, detectives couldn't find them for decades. Landers, who is now 24 years old, has been found alive and well in Minnesota, is married, and uses the name that the grandparents gave him after they abducted him. But I guess even though the grandparents changed their name, Richard and Ruth Landers changed their name. They live about 8 miles away from him. They have this. They have aliases now. He, I guess, kept his last name. How could police not find him, really, after all this time? So federal prosecutors and county prosecutors in both Minnesota and Indiana are reviewing the case. Now, he's alive and well. From what we understand, the parents have hesitated running and seeing him, I guess because they thought this was such a shock to him that they were just told, I guess he was told what happened. To heck with that, 19 years, I'm going to go see my baby. Landers' stepfather, Richard Harder, said he and his wife, Lisa Harder, learned Wednesday night that her son had been found. They said it happened so fast that we hadn't talked to him yet. We are planning on it. We're going to as soon as we can. Happened so fast, 19 years. Richard Harder declined further comment and referred additional questions to the family's attorney, who could not immediately be reached. Now, the grandparents were allegedly upset over pending court proceedings regarding the placement of their grandson when they abducted him on July 29th, 1994, disappeared from their home. And then I guess the case was stalled for years until Landers' stepfather gave state police a Social Security card that had been issued to Landers before he was abducted. This was just a few months ago. Detectives eventually found a man living in Long Prairie, Minnesota, who was using Landers' Social Security number and date of birth. The man's driver's license photo also looks similar to how they expected Landers would appear today. That is some crazy, crazy stuff. You know, I guess prosecutors dropped the charges back in 2008 because neither Landers nor his grandparents could be found. So we don't know if the grandparents are now in custody. They are still alive from what I understand. And what's going to happen next? But that's just crazy. I remember there was a child abducted in the 50s. We talked about this. Mom had gone into a grocery store, and back then the stores were so small, you know, because real estate was so expensive, that you couldn't be bringing in strollers. So moms would leave their babies out on the sidewalk. And this was in the 50s. So older sibling was, I guess, 3. Baby was a few months old. And older sibling had to sit there and watch the baby while mom would go into the grocery store with a basket, grab what they need, and then go back out. Well, somebody had stolen the baby, not the kid. And they think they had found the baby 40-some years or 50, 60-some years later. And they found out, no, it wasn't the kid. It wasn't the who was the kid. But it blows my mind when they're able to find somebody decades later. I'm just shocked that they couldn't find these people. I mean, especially if they were using the kid's date of birth. I mean, you would think, well, when the kid enrolled in school, you know, look at that area. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely not, you know, obviously a criminal justice, has a criminal justice background, but just kind of interesting. It just blows my mind that they could have gotten away with it that many years. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing that blows my mind is an Argentinian carpenter has survived after a 3-inch nail was shot into his heart by a colleague. Accidentally, I believe. Okay, so he's 19 years old. He had a 2-hour operation to remove a nail that pierced his heart. This occurred at a wooden pallet factory at Caniguela, Argentina. He is the first person in Argentina to ever survive such an injury. He's unidentified, but he's 19 years old, was rushed to the hospital in the capital of Buenos Aires last Monday after the bolt was fired by a colleague into his chest. He had been working at a wooden pellet factory when the accident occurred. I'm looking at this right now. It looks like it hit the bottom of his heart. The x-ray image shows it piercing the heart chamber. And I guess doctors decided not to remove the nail immediately because it was acting as a stopper to prevent the hemorrhage. You know, it was kind of blocking it. But then they opened up the breastbone carefully. They had to be extremely careful. Looking at the nail wound, they say the nail was visible. They manually pulled it out, which was embedded into the anterior right ventricle. If it was the left, it could have been more dangerous, but the right ventricle is usually more anterior to the left as it's twisted, and it's a defense mechanism. The body is smart. From what we understand, only 3 people in the world has ever survived an injury in the U.S., Australia, and Poland. First time this occurred in Argentina. Not sure what happened, but the doctor's happy. The man looks happy. Whoa. When you see these types of things, I should probably post this on my Facebook or Twitter. I mean, the nail piercing. Now, when Steve Irwin died, they had said he might not have died if he had left the stingray in his chest. When he was stabbed by one of the stingrays, I believe that's what had happened, and I know there's toxins, he immediately pulled it out of his chest. Because he was lucid enough when it happened, so he pulled it out of his chest, but then he died. Well, pulling it out of the chest probably ripped the heart more. So whenever you have a penetrating injury, even though your instinct is to pull it out, you need to keep in mind that sometimes what penetrated you is preventing the bleeding. And it's holding things at bay. So if you start to rip it out, unfortunately, you'll cause more bleeding. And it's a shame that happened to Steve Irwin. Oh, my gosh. Crazy stuff. So when this guy was poked in the chest with the nail, they did the right thing. They called 911. The nail still provided some sort of you're still going to bleed. But it's the pulling it out could cause much more shearing, and that could be an issue. So, pretty interesting stuff. Thank God he's okay. All right, we got a lot to talk about. We need to talk about if Obamacare should be covering smoking medicines for smoking cessation, in addition to everything else it wants to cover. We're also going to talk about, I guess, a whole variety of things that your microwave could use, like getting chewing gum off clothes. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so they're talking about how this flu season could cost employers billions of dollars. You know, just one thing after another. We got the recession, then you have the Hurricane Sandy. Well, you know, we had obviously Hurricane Irene, then Hurricane Sandy, and it just one thing after another. Then the horrible, you know, storms, and now we have probably one of the worst seasons in over a decade. According to CDC, there are still 3 months remaining in the season. The virus has hit 41 states, with 29 reporting high or severe levels of outbreak. According to Fox Business, officials in Boston declared a public health emergency on Wednesday after Massachusetts' 18th flu-related death. Boston alone has 700 confirmed flu cases this year. I mean, it's just rising all over the place. But, you know, what's also happening is, what does this happen to the economy? Okay, now, still, people back east think the economy is bouncing back out of the recession. I don't think so. But some workers are worried about job security and fear that staying home sick could cost them their jobs. Now, the economy is still on shaky ground, and many workers, they say, continue to be worried about losing their jobs, according to John A. Challenger, Chief Executive Officer of Challenger Gray and Christmas Inc. They say, in this environment, workers are reluctant to call in sick or even use vacation days. Of course, you know, but you don't want your workers coming in sick, getting other people sick. I mean, this is something we talked about last year. We've been talking about this every year during the recession. Nobody wants to call in sick. They're a target then. And it really shouldn't be that way. But, you know, we always have this problem, not so much with flu, but whenever we have an employee that calls in a lot, we always have to hire another employee as backup. And, you know, maybe some offices can do that, but in this recession, it's been very, very difficult. Now, luckily, we haven't fired anybody, but the person who, you know, if there is somebody that calls in, and luckily, my staff is better, but we've had staff where we had, like, she would always call in on a Saturday. Well, she was the Saturday nurse, so we had to hire somebody to cover her for Saturday. Well, at that point, you just paid for two workers. You might as well pay the one that you, hired as a backup and have her the one that's the main one and have the one who always calls in sick as a backup, I guess. And so as an employer, I understand how difficult this could be. I mean, right now our office is slammed with flu, people needing flu. So it's crazy. Now, of course, you know, we talked about how offices should probably have hand sanitizers. We've gotten rid of our paper towel holder. You know, we have a automatic hand dryer, right? Because one, it's more OSHA compliant. Two, again, it just gets rid of people touching surfaces. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have the type of bathroom where you don't have to open the door. I mean, you still have handles and door handles, but those things should be always wiped off, right, with the antimicrobial wipes. I don't know how employers cope with this. I mean, our patients were livid when we had close to an hour wait. We never have an hour wait. So our patients are kind of spoiled, and they should be. They deserve. Nobody should really be waiting an hour to go and see a doctor. But because we were short-staffed, because people were sick, because we were slammed with people being sick, it was a difficult day. Did some patients understand? No. They complained. They were griping. And I mean, it's all we could do. You know, let them go to another office and wait 2-3 hours. Fine by me. I'm not going to cry with them leaving. But I still strive for a very minimum wait time. And I always apologize for people waiting because I don't think they should. You know, I try to get there before the first patient and see people. But when you have staff that's down, it's hard. You know, and a doctor is only as good as their staff. You know, I was sitting there, you know, doing reports going, I could see the next patient, but the staff have to triage them, and they have to do the vitals, and there's things they have to do. And I get on my staff's nerves all the time because I'm like, look, I got nothing to do. Let me see the patients. But they have to do their job, and it bottlenecks, and that's what happens. And you streamline the best you can. But so anyway, so they're talking about flu season costing employers billions. So what I say, you do is, again, just kind of, you know, prevention. Okay. Anybody start getting sick, get them out because it's not worth it to let them go home, take a sick day. Vacation days. This is something I get asked a lot about because many employers, you know, here's an example. People use up their sick and vacation days, and then now comes December and flu season or January, like we're in the month right now, and they don't have any more sick or flu days left. Because if they're on an employee year, you know, like let's say somebody after 2 years of work or a year of work gets X amount of sick leave, et cetera, and then after 2 years gets more, whatever. It's not, you know, a calendar year. It's the year which they worked. And we have seen that a lot of times in our office. We've seen how people use up their sick leave and they use up their vacation time. They usually use it the first week they get it. Once they qualify for another week or two, they take it right away. So I've always noticed them do that. And it's not that we fire people. It's just they're probably so excited to get the free week that they take it. Meanwhile, now they get sick. And they don't have sick leave. And I got to kick them out of the office, but they have no more sick leave. They've used their week or two or whatever up. And some doctors and some employers I know, they actually mandate when the vacation time is taken. I've known that. I've seen that. I don't know if I would ever do that, but there are some offices where, well, the doctor's going to be out of town during Christmas week. That's going to be then a paid week. That's when you get your paid week off. All right. I mean, I wouldn't do that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, let them take off the time throughout the year that they need. But, you know, sometimes, you know, employers will get involved if they, you know, if you're going to take off now, take off now. You know, when people get sick, regroup and then be back to work. I don't know. It's a tough one. But, employer-employee relationships, and it's not going to get better. It's really not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 24 minutes past the hour. Police have probed bullying and earlier threats into this Taft classroom shooting. Now, this shooting that happened yesterday at 9 a.m. by a 16-year-old student, from what we understand, he didn't just want to randomly kill everybody. He had specific bullies that he wanted to shoot. And he had threatened these people last year. Apparently they were going on a field trip to Universal Studios. I guess that's what California students get to do, you know. We get to go out to the desert and look at plants, but I guess in California you get to go to Universal Studios, Disneyland, etc. Anyway, on a trip to Disneyland a year before, one of the witnesses said that, you know, he had just told everybody on the bus that he's going to kill them all. Now, I don't know if they were bullying him at the time, but he said he's going to kill them all, and the first person on his list was actually his older brother. Now, the girl went to the vice principal. The vice principal suspended the kid for a few days. Kid comes back to school. The mom of the witness goes, "Is that it? Why did you expel him? He threatened to kill other kids." And the principal couldn't go into too much detail because of privacy issues. Well, here we are a year later. He goes into the school, shoots 2 to 4 rounds at a kid, hits him critically, then calls out the name of another one, starts to shoot at him. The teacher disarmed him. He started to fire at the shooter saying, "Look, I don't want to kill you." But as he was firing, the teacher, from what I understand, got a pellet near his head, but he wasn't critically injured. So thank God for the teacher. He was a male teacher. Let me give you his name because he is such a hero. I just saw it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I want to give you his name because Heber. I believe his name was Ryan Heber. I'm looking up his first name. Heber is the one Ryan Heber. He was struck by a pellet round to the head, but not seriously injured. He jumped on the kid while everybody else was tripping over tables trying to get out of there, and he was able to stop the shooter from shooting more. But this guy was going after bullies, people who bullied him. Now, the other students who were hurt include somebody who was was right near where the shooter fired. So she sustained some barotrauma. And then we have a third student who received minor injuries. And they say may have tripped over some tables. So there were a variety of people injured, but luckily, it could have been worse, and it wasn't. Thank God. But still, we don't know the status on the child in critical condition. But I mean, you know, this is... When you look at these, you know, it always blows your mind when you have an Adam Lanza or you have a James Holmes who has nothing to do with these people that just go and start shooting, you know. But then you see a case like this, even though there were less deaths, to me, just as creepy. Because how many kids get bullied? And they get bullied to the degree that they want the person who did that to them dead. You know, we talked about human emotion, and it's not uncommon for people to want other people dead. All right. Sometimes you get so damn mad you want to kill somebody. Now, something like that does concern us doctors always, and we always like to intervene. But I mean, how many of you got so mad at somebody you wish they never existed anymore? It's a very common emotion. It's nothing we like to admit because we're embarrassed about. But it takes one little screw loose, just a micron flip of the brain to actually act on it. And so what we're going to do, what we have to do is anybody that does make these threats, take them seriously. The problem is I think these threats are happening all the time. You know, somebody posts a nude picture of somebody else and the victim goes, "I am going to kill him." Well, that's a red flag. And it's unfortunate because not only are you a victim of bullying, but now you're going to be, red flagged by authorities because, you know, it's a double whammy. It's a horrible situation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is very interesting, okay? They're talking about microwaves and different uses you could use the microwave for. This is kind of cool. Now, the microwave appeared on the market 6 decades ago. It was actually invented by American engineer Percy Spencer just after World War II. And they say it has obviously taken over our kitchens and revolutionized the way we eat. I think in the 80s is when it became huge. But doesn't that blow your mind that it was around about 30 plus years before then? Now, they say a fifth of us believe that heating up microwave meals counts as cooking. I have to admit, I've done that too. You know, apparently microwaves have upped in sales by 16%. 5% in certain stores. Maybe it's because, again, we're dealing with a recession and people are doing more TV dinners type things. Now, I remember the true TV dinners in the 70s, 60s, and 70s, you'd use your oven. I remember that. Oh, my gosh. Weren't those the most disgusting things? But I always liked the little Jell-O thing. But it was hot, you know, because you had to put the whole thing in the oven, even though you're supposed to cover it up. Anyway, so they say there's other things that you could do with your microwave, okay? According to the study from Daily Mail, they say if you are planting seedlings, then you may want to sterilize your soil first to remove bacteria and improve the seedling's chance of survival. They say you could save money on ready sterilized soil by spreading 400 grams of soil on a flat non-metal dish. Of course, you don't want to put metal in there. Then heat it up to a high temperature in your microwave for 90 seconds until steaming. And then I guess sterilize the dirt. You could revive dried mascara. They say it's easy to give your clogged up mascara bottle new life by putting the tube lid off next to a cup of water in the microwave. The water will stop it drying out. Heat on high, setting 30 to 40 seconds. It loosens the last scrapings of mascara inside the tube, giving you another few weeks of use. Can you believe that? I guess this is what people use. Dye clothes. They say you can add a pack of Dillon natural fabric dye to a bowl of 200 cc's of cold water and stir. Add 400 milliliters more water and immerse up to, I guess you could do a t-shirt or two. Put the bowl into a plastic freezer bag, microwave high for 4 minutes. Remove, tip away the dye, rinse the fabric in cold water, leaving it to dry, and direct heat or sunlight. And that's, I guess, a way to dye your t-shirt. They say you could cook corn on the cob very easily. Just wet a paper towel, wring it out, wrap up an ear of corn, put it on a dinner plate, heat for 5 minutes, remove towel, and serve with butter or pepper. That's what you could do. I didn't know that you could remove chewing gum from clothes. This is new to me. They say warm 1 egg cup of vinegar, egg cup, in the microwave before dabbling it on the gum with a clean cloth. The gum should then simply peel off. So I guess a cup of vinegar, warm it up, dab it on the gum. I guess warm towels, you could put damp hand towels, open zipper bag, nothing with metal, heat for 2 to 4 minutes. You could unpeel old stamps. Oh, this is cool. They say rather than steaming soggy envelopes over a boiling kettle, just sprinkle a few drops of water onto the stamp and heat in the microwave for 20 seconds. They say you could cook artichokes. Not like artichokes. You could make a heating pad. You could take a sock, fill it with grains or legumes, sew the open end closed, heat for a couple minutes. Pad should stay warm for 20 minutes. I think it would also stink. You could also, if you wax your legs, warm the wax by, I guess, sticking in the microwave. Dry out herbs if you needed to. Revive stale crisps, cookies, and crackers. I guess you could put stale cookies or crackers in the microwave for 30 seconds. Not crackers. Toilets do not belong there. They say you could sterilize your kitchen sponge. This I've heard. Right? You dampen your sponge with water, blast it on high for 2 minutes in the microwave, and it'll help sterilize it. All right? Also, if you want to sterilize jam jars, again, they have to be glass, right? You put them in the microwave, put some water in the jam jars, water comes to a boil. I mean, you think you could just stick it in a boiling pot. They say if you want to make an instant dessert, you could stick an apple in a bowl with some sugar and cinnamon and heat in 30-second bursts until soft and fluffy. If you need to warm plates rapidly, you know how, like, if you want to cool a beer mug, you throw it in the freezer? If you need to warm your plates rapidly, stick in the microwave. If you need to soften your avocados, your lemons, and your limes, again, you can stick them in the microwave 30 seconds. Peeling tomatoes. Apparently, you can wash them, cut them in half, heat up for 5 minutes, and then the skins come off easy. You can make croutons. Cut some bread into 2-inch cubes, spread them over a microwave dish, microwave high for 5 seconds until crunchy. I had no idea. Did you guys know that you can make croutons that way? Of course, you could actually make eggs and bacon in your microwave. Open oysters. I don't eat oysters. You can wash socks. They say wash your socks by putting them in a large bowl of soapy water for 10 minutes in a high power setting. You're kidding me. Make a giant marshmallow. They say put a marshmallow in heat for no more than a minute, and the marshmallow will expand to 5, 10, 20, 30 times its normal size. That's scary. But if you leave it too long, the marshmallow explodes. Remember, never let your children use microwaves unsupervised. Never put metal in microwaves. I love my kids, but sometimes they aren't, the sharpest tool in the sheds. And one of my kids wanted to make hot chocolate. So what he did is he took the packet of hot chocolate, the chocolate powder, and he just stuck the packet in the microwave. I don't know what he was thinking. And so, of course, the thing starts to go on fire because there's foil. And I go, it's supposed to be in a cup? There's supposed to be water? I mean, he's had hot chocolate before. I'm like, really? What? Really? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were talking about how young kids, if they smoke pot when they're younger, they're going to be more prone to be hooked on cigarettes later in life. Exposure to the THC, the psychoactive ingredient, marijuana, can increase addictive properties in nicotine. Now, the research was published online in the Journal of Neuropsychopharmacology, and it suggests that previous marijuana use may make people more vulnerable to nicotine dependence and tobacco-related diseases. Cigarettes, they say, are often considered the gateway to drugs, but now there is evidence to show that the reverse can be true. Now, we've talked about marijuana. We know marijuana itself doesn't kill the person smoking it, but we do know that people behind the wheel impaired with marijuana could kill. We also know that it can cause memory problems. It can cause lung problems. If it does make people more prone to regular smoking, that could then put them in line for lung cancer, etc. So as we're starting to see more and more states open up to marijuana and allow more marijuana use, we do need to, keep in mind it still isn't all risk-free. Everybody keeps saying marijuana doesn't kill people. Marijuana won't usually kill the user. I don't think I've heard of any marijuana death, but I have heard of multiple deaths of people behind the wheel who had smoked pot. Now, the reason why we also brought this up, because some of you are like, Dahlia, I really don't care about the pot issue because I don't smoke pot. It doesn't affect me. Well, actually, it may, because if they're saying now that people who smoke pot may be more prone to smoking cigarettes, that does affect you. Okay? And the reason why it affects you is now we may be actually using our taxpaying dollars, yours and mine, to pay for people to quit smoking. Apparently, people are asking, and I think even the American Lung Association is asking that Obamacare cover nicotine patches and nicotine-free gum. Apparently, companies cover part of the cost. New law wants to guarantee that more of it gets covered, including pregnant women who receive Medicaid, etc. I mean, I get that with the pregnant women. I get that. But, my only problem with the nicotine patches and gum is they aren't proven to be 100%. Okay? Most of my I don't think I've had one patient quit smoking because of nicotine gum and nicotine patch. So why do I want my taxpaying dollars going to something that doesn't work? I mean, if nicotine gum and nicotine patch carries on the obsession of nicotine and the addiction of nicotine, which it does. It could help you break the habit of putting the cigarette up to your mouth, but it doesn't do anything for the nicotine addiction. And if Obamacare now has to cover it, then I mean, cover something that works. All right. And why is the smoking cessation taking a front seat to cancer screening? I mean, we're not supposed to be running PSAs on people. We're not supposed to be doing EKGs on everybody. We're not supposed to be doing chest x-rays to rule out lung cancer. Yet, we're supposed to pay for nicotine gum? It doesn't work. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Okay, good, good, good. See, I'll start singing. I mean, if I got the music going, I will be a singing. All right, we're coming into the weekend, 40 minutes past the hour. Friday, morning. I know everybody's like, thank God it's Friday. My weekend really doesn't start till, after my show on Saturdays. But to me, I love doing my show that it doesn't seem to be work. But usually 11:01 Pacific time is when I get to kind of, start my weekend. So for those of you that are getting to start your week or getting ready for the weekend, congratulations. I'm excited for you. Have a safe one. Remember, we are live every Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern. And we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. So anytime you have questions, you call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, any comments you have, even if we're off air, not a big deal. The answer line is still on, goes to a recording, and then we are able to use it on the show. If you want, definitely give us permission to air it the next day and the next live broadcast. I don't broadcast on Sunday, so that's my only day off. Remember, you can also email us if you ever have any medical questions. Email us. Love to get to, a lot of you want me to talk about a lot of political topics. I apologize if I don't bring it up that day because, again, being a medical show, I try to hit all the medical topics first if I can and then any of the big political topics, but don't think I'm ignoring you. We are getting your emails. It's just, any time we still need to kind of, fit it in where appropriate. Like I said, people were really asking me about the Pastor Giglio issue where he's withdrawing from, giving the invocation at the inaugural address for President Obama and his anti-gay remarks from the 1990s. And again, even though I have, I have gay patients and I have gay people in the family, gay relatives, and, I love my, I love my homosexual friends and the relationship that they have and, the love that they give their children. I'm a huge fan. I think they've really, crucified the pastor who was apparently 20 years ago, I guess, reading from the scripture and, discussing in a sermon about homosexuality being sin in the Bible. And I guess Piers Morgan and some other people have agreed that have brought up that the Bible needs to be changed. I mean, I don't know. I don't think we should start changing the Bible. I mean, obviously we have, we have conservative Christians, not conservative in terms of political, but you have Orthodox, then you have conservative, then you have Reformed, and then you have Reconstructionist or progressive. And, you could join a church depending on where you feel your views are. I know many people that like to go to Reformed because it seems to be more liberal and it seems to be more open. And, many people find, like, for example, my friends belong to a church that has many gay members. They feel great there. They feel comfortable. The interpretation of the Bible is exactly how they feel. And that's where they feel they like to be. Other people, they want to be, in a Mormon church. Other people want to be in a Catholic church. But this pastor, from what I understand, was doing his job for that type of I don't want to use church, but congregation. And 20 years later, it comes back to haunt him, and he can't say an invocation at the president's inauguration. No matter what you feel on gay rights or not, whatever you say 20 years ago, okay, even if it's a part of your job, it can be used against you. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of speech. Now, one argument is, why do we even really have to have clergy do an invocation at these inaugurations? I know we've been doing it for years. I love religion. I think it's beautiful. I don't. Whoever is up there doesn't have to be of the same belief as I. Honestly, they're saying a beautiful prayer. So whether they have a Mormon or a Catholic or a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu or an Islam up there making a prayer, I think prayers are beautiful. I've just always kind of been shocked that would be a part of inauguration because usually, there is a separation between religion and politics. And if not everybody could agree on who should give the invocation, I'm surprised they've ever agreed on somebody. So apparently this pastor has because of his interpretation of the scripture, has withdrawn because it caused too much controversy. Now, the reason why this is getting so much attention is because past clergy who have given invocations, I don't think anybody has gone into their beliefs or their previous sermons. And most likely, many clergy, when they were reading scripture, I mean, like for example, I mean, the Old Testament, it says you're not supposed to boil a kid in its mother's milk, right? Which has been you know, passed on in terms of kosher laws where we're not supposed to eat a cheeseburger. Yeah, now, I mean, I look at that as you're not supposed to boil a kid in its mother's milk. I mean, out of respect for the calf that you killed, why would you rub salt in the wound and, you know, boil it in its mother's milk? And also, a lot of the dietary kosher rules did appear to be very health productive. You know, mixing dairy and red meat isn't the most healthy. Very hard to digest. Certain shellfish were poisonous. So, you know, you could take the Bible literally or you could take it figuratively. And many different congregations, depending on where they are, whether they're conservative or whether they're more progressive, will interpret the Bible in many ways. Many conservative temples have a lot of Democrats in them. Many more reformed temples have conservatives in them. So just because you use the word conservative doesn't mean Republican conservative. Just conservative in terms of taking the Bible more literally than others. But I just feel like you really can't say anything unless it belongs to the current way of thinking. And if you do have a certain, I mean, me, I have no problem with you guys, you know, with anybody arguing with me on an opposite side. If you're a liberal or if you are a, I don't know, I mean, if you, whatever, however you feel, all right, and I disagree with you, I will still fight for your right to say it. That's why we have freedom of speech. Okay, when somebody says something, yeah, we may not like what they say, et cetera, but they have a right to say it. Well, they want to silence this pastor by not allowing him to be up, you know, at the, making a prayer. And so, it's going to be very interesting that if anything you say or do 20 years, behind, will not allow you to do something neutral, then we really have an issue with freedom of speech, even if we disagree. Some of you agree that homosexuality is a sin because it says so in the Bible. Some of you disagree with that. Pierce Morgan thinks the Bible needs to be changed. But I still fight for the right for anybody to say, I mean, this guy was doing his job. If his job was to read the scripture passage that day and then come up with a sermon, right, and he believed Jesus could help homosexuals, that's what he believes, that's what he taught. If people in his flock don't agree with that, they could go to a new flock. I mean, that's how I always thought. I mean, if I was ever in a chapel or in a temple and something was discussed to me that I may not believe in, I'll listen, I'll learn, you know, see what another side thinks. But I, you know, and that's it. If I feel comfortable going there to pray, I pray. If I don't, I don't go. But, you know, if the media is going to crucify somebody for going through scripture, which is their job, okay, that is their job. I mean, somebody is supposed to go through the Bible and discuss it and discuss the passages, whether it be verbatim or not. That's their job. I don't think any of us are going to be able to do anything later because nobody's going to agree on everybody's position on things. And then we really start to lose freedom of speech. Now, a DJ was just fired, I believe, in Canada because he, I guess, was interviewing a politician and called her a MILF. Now, I don't want to go into what MILF means, but I'm sure many of you know what a MILF means. A mother I'd like to, etc. And so he was fired. He was fired. Now, of course, you know, there are levels of inappropriateness. I mean, we don't have 100% freedom of speech. Kids can't walk around and cuss at their teacher. Okay? You can't just go around calling police officers every dirty name in the book. I mean, Mel Gibson can attest to that. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next decade with freedom of speech. Don't go away. Oh, actually, go away. This is the last. Oh, no. 3 hours are up. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.